Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And today's lesson is about travel and weather. It's very, very important when you travel or take a holiday. You want to have really nice weather, don't you, Jeffrey?
You absolutely do. But that is not always the case.
No, you can't always be lucky. Have you ever traveled somewhere and had terrible, terrible weather?
Yes, it's actually happened to me in Taiwan.
Oh, really?
The first time I took a trip outside of the city, I went to Jiufen.
Oh, Jiufen, with the old town and the gold mines and all that interesting stuff.
It's really a beautiful place, but when it's cold and rainy, it's not so fun.
No, you'd love it to be sort of sunny and warm, right? So cold and rainy is sort of the opposite, exactly what you don't want. Well, we're going to be checking in with our friends Lucy and Elisa as they talk about their travel plans, and let's hope the weather doesn't mess up those plans.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Lucy and Elisa are discussing their future plans.
I'm so excited for my upcoming vacation to Guam.
I'm sure you'll have a ball. Did I mention I'm going to New Zealand?
No, you didn't. Who will you travel with?
My entire family is going. I can't wait to set out.
Sounds good. But I have one problem. I can't figure out what to wear in Guam.
What will the weather be like there?
I think it's going to be hot and humid.
Then you'll need some shorts and sandals in the stifling heat.
I should probably also pack some sunglasses.
Of course, they will protect your eyes from UV rays. You also need some tank tops in case it's burning up out there.
I guess I can purchase those when I'm in Guam.
Yes, but you're forgetting one essential item.
What's that?
Make sure to bring your best bikini so you can impress some cute guys at the beach.
Lucy blushes.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Lucy and Elisa are discussing their future plans.
I'm so excited for my upcoming vacation to Guam.
I'm sure you'll have a ball. Did I mention I'm going to New Zealand?
No, you didn't. Who will you travel with?
My entire family is going. I can't wait to set out.
Sounds good. But I have one problem. I can't figure out what to wear in Guam.
What will the weather be like there?
I think it's going to be hot and humid.
Then you'll need some shorts and sandals in the stifling heat.
I should probably also pack some sunglasses.
Of course, they will protect your eyes from UV rays. You also need some tank tops in case it's burning up out there.
I guess I can purchase those when I'm in Guam.
Yes, but you're forgetting one essential item.
What's that?
Make sure to bring your best bikini so you can impress some cute guys at the beach.
Lucy blushes.
All right, so Lucy and Elisa are discussing their plans. Lucy Well, she's going somewhere pretty nice. She says, I'm so excited about my upcoming vacation to Guam. So she's going to the beautiful island of Guam with beaches and scuba diving. We know it's coming up soon because she says it's upcoming. If something is upcoming, it's coming up or it's going to happen very soon. So maybe she's leaving in a week or two.
Well, that sounds like a great vacation to Guam. I'd like to go there someday in the future. Yeah. And Elisa says, I'm sure you'll have a ball. And have a ball means something special, and it's actually our shortcut for you. So let's go to that right now. We'll be back in a minute.
Shortcut for you.
How was your summer vacation, Pat?
Thanks for asking. I had a ball.
You saw a baseball game?
Not exactly. If someone has a ball, it means they have a really good time.
Oh, so have a ball means 玩得愉快, 尽情享乐.
You've got it. I had a ball on my vacation. We saw lots of interesting places, ate some delicious food, and spent a lot of time relaxing on the beach.
Now that you're back, do you want to go to a concert tonight?
Sure, we'll have a ball.
Okay, so she's going to have a ball, and it seems that Elisa is also going somewhere for her vacation, isn't she?
Yeah, she continues, and she says, Did I mention I'm going to New Zealand?
Wow.
Now, mention, M-E-N-T-I-O-N, means to bring up a topic or talk about something quickly. So, for example, the teacher mentioned having a snack time at the end of class, which made the students happy.
All right, that's pretty cool. Everyone loves a snack. Mention, of course, is spelled M-E-N-T-I-O-N. That's how we spell the word mention. But no, Lucy doesn't remember this. She doesn't remember Elisa mentioning her holiday. She says, no, you didn't. Who will you travel with? Okay, so she wants to know who Elisa is going to New Zealand with, because this is all kind of news for Lucy.
And Elisa says, My entire family is going. I can't wait to set out.
Oh.
Okay, so her entire family is going. That means every person in her family. And she also says that she can't wait to set out. And what does this mean, to set out?
Well, it means to start or to begin something. We often use this when we're talking about a trip or a journey. You set out in the morning, you know, if you're going to drive down to Kaohsiung or something like that. You begin your trip. You start your trip in the morning, or you set out. Of course, it's two words, S-E-T-O-U-T, set out. We could say, for example, in 1492, Columbus set out to find a faster way to China and India. He set out from, where did he set out from? Italy, isn't that right? Of course, he found America. He didn't find China and India, but he set out, he began his journey in the year 1492. Okay, Lucy says, sounds good. Sounds good, yeah, going to New Zealand with your family sounds good, sounds like fun, but I have one problem. She says, I can't figure out what to wear in Guam. Okay, so she's already planning what clothes to take. So she wants to know what she should wear in Guam. And Elisa has a great question for her.
She says, what will the weather be like there?
That's very important, isn't it?
Sure. So if I'm going to Guam, which is a place that I have never been to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike, do you have any advice for me? What should I bring to Guam?
I think it would probably be like going to Hawaii or Fiji or even Kendeng. You'd need a lot of beach wear, and you can leave your winter jacket at home, I would bet. So I would plan for it to be kind of warm, maybe even hot and humid. That's what Lucy thinks. She says it's going to be hot and humid. Hot, of course. We know what hot is. The summer is hot. The sun is hot. Going to the beach can be hot. Humid is when the air is kind of warm and wet. So it's that feeling that we have here in the summer when there's a lot of kind of water in the air, a lot of moisture in the air, and it's also very hot usually. So it makes, you know, being outside a little more uncomfortable. You might sweat a little more in humid weather. Humid is spelled H-U-M-I-D, and our example sentence reads, New York City can be very humid in the summer. It's true, it can be cold in the winter, but it's an island, remember? It has water all around it, just like Taiwan, so it can be very humid in the summer in New York City. So what do you need if you're going somewhere humid?
Well, you need very comfortable clothes, mm-hmm. I think, and shorts. Basically, you want to stay cool. I think most people enjoy hot weather, mm-hmm. but there is a big difference between dry heat
yes.
and humid heat. People really complain about humid heat because you start to sweat mm-hmm. and you just don't stop sweating.
That's right.
So you need really nice, maybe a cotton shirt mm-hmm. and sandals or mm-hmm. something like that that will keep you cool, let the breeze flow through and,
that's right.
and dry you off.
Or just a really big air conditioner.
Okay. And Elisa says, then you'll need some shorts and sandals mm. in the stifling heat. Now, we talked about that humid heat where you feel like you can't move, you can't breathe. You take one step outside and you feel like you're in an oven. And that's what stifling means. It presses down on you. You feel like you can't move anywhere through this terrible humid heat.
Absolutely. Well, Lucy thinks I should probably also pack some sunglasses. Yeah, good idea. If you're going to the beach, bring your sunglasses. Here she uses the verb pack. To pack things is to put things in a bag or in some kind of piece of luggage when you're ready for traveling. So you can pack your bags in pack your books in your school bag every morning. Or if you're going away for the weekend or a longer holiday, you might pack more things in a bigger bag. But it's just preparing your bag with all the things you need before you go off to travel. P-A-C-K. For example, we could say, it only took me 10 minutes to pack for the 3-day trip, because I don't need a lot of stuff, so you can pack quickly for a short trip. Elisa says, of course, yes, pack some sunglasses. They will protect your eyes from UV rays. That's true. The sun can be very strong. You also need some tank tops in case it's burning out there. Okay, a tank top is kind of like a t-shirt with no sleeves. So you have just a bit of cloth over your shoulders, but your arms and most of your shoulders and neck are open to the air. So it's a little bit of a cooler thing to wear. Some people also might wear tank tops when they're exercising or things like that. If you're sweating, tank tops can be a little bit more comfortable.
They are comfortable. You do have to be careful, though, when wearing a tank top mm-hmm. because your shoulders can get really sunburned.
That's right.
Quite badly. This has happened to me if I put on a tank top and I forget about how strong the UV rays mm-hmm. are from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll look at my shoulders at night and they're red like
they're
tomatoes.
They're red and they might even hurt, yeah, from the sun.
All right. So Lucy says, I guess I can purchase those when I'm in Guam. And Elisa says, yes, but you're forgetting one essential item. And essential, which is spelled E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A-L, is necessary or very important. It's something you can't do without, an essential thing you can't do without it. So, for example, bringing enough money to buy gas is essential to taking a long road trip.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You don't want to run out of gas on your long road trip.
I have another example, which is a little bit long, if you'll bear with me. It's a sandwich.
Okay.
It's a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
When I was young, my favorite sandwich was peanut butter and jelly.
Ah, PB&J.
Now, so there's three things in a PB&J sandwich.
Right.
Peanut butter.
Yep.
Jelly.
Yep.
Bread.
Oh, of course. You can't have a sandwich without bread.
Now, that's the most essential part.
Yeah.
Is the bread. Because if I have no peanut butter, well, I still get a jelly sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
No jelly. Peanut butter sandwiches are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
But without bread, I just have a handful of butter and jelly and
mm-hmm.
I won't give anybody high fives with that.
No, that would not be the best sandwich. In fact, that would be the worst sandwich. So you're right. Bread is essential when you want to make a sandwich. Otherwise, you're just going to have a handful of stuff.
Yuck.
All right. So another essential item. What's that? Lucy asks. What's essential? And Elisa says, make sure to bring your best bikini. Ah, yes. So you can impress some cute guys at the beach. Okay. All right. A bikini, of course, is a kind of swimming suit that girls can wear. It's two pieces, one for the top, one for the bottom. A little bit sexier than some of the other types of swimming suit. And you might wear it if you want to impress the guys. Okay. To impress someone is to kind of show off to them, to kind of make them look at you or, you know, get attention from people and have them kind of go, wow, that's great. That's so good. You know, you look so pretty in that bikini, or you can play the violin so well. Thank you for showing us. So, you know, people might get some respect for you. They might think about you in a really good kind of way if you impress them. So, you know, when we dress up nice, when we wear our nice clothes or do our hair really cool to go to a party, we want people to look at us and go, wow, what a good-looking person, or what a cool person you are. If you're impressing them, you're doing that very well. We can say, for example, we were impressed at how good all the kids were at playing the piano. All these little kids were so good, we were quite impressed. All right.
And I have another example, which is actually real from my life.
Uh-oh.
And when I came to Taiwan, I was impressed by the clean streets and friendly people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the people of Taiwan can be very friendly. I was impressed at how many motorcycles there were. The first 5 minutes I was, you know, in a taxi in Taiwan, I was like, wow, there are so many motorcycles and people drive so fast. I was quite impressed. So there you go. All right, everyone, we're going to wrap it up now, but we'll be back with our chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, well, it seems that Lucy is going to go to Guam, right? And she's planning for the weather to be very hot. We've talked about a few of the things that she might want to bring, right? Well, a bikini, of course, when she goes to the beach. A tank top would be a good thing, too. And that's our chat question. What do you like to wear to make yourself feel cooler on hot days? So in the hottest parts of the Taiwan summer, what are your favorite clothes to wear if you're feeling hot and you want to feel a little bit cooler?
Well, before I mention any clothes, I should say, at the beginning of summer, I get a haircut.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Because it can really cool you down.
Yeah.
And you feel the breeze right above your ears. That's number one. But as for clothes, well, I would love to wear a tank top. That's my favorite thing to wear at the beach or maybe when I'm playing some sports.
Yeah.
But it's a little too casual.
You can't really wear a tank top to school or to work or things like that.
No. So definitely a short sleeve shirt is essential. You can't walk around in a sweater, of course,
no.
But even a long sleeve shirt is a bit too toasty, like toast.
Yeah, a little bit too warm. I guess on the in the same thinking, shorts are better than pants in the summertime. If it's hot, you know, you have your bare legs, and if you're walking or driving or somewhere, you get a cool breeze, and that can help to cool you down, just like a short-sleeved shirt can. Short pants or shorts can also help you cool down. So that's another good thing you might want to remember.
And we should definitely mention what's on our feet.
True.
I think sandals can be casual if you wear those flip-flops.
Yeah.
But some sandals will both allow your feet to breathe, but also look nice.
That's true.
So I think it's acceptable to wear sandals to many situations.
Yeah, it's true. In Taiwan, I have several different pairs of sandals. I couldn't really say one are my formal sandals, you know, I'd wear to a business meeting or a wedding, but some of them are a little bit nicer than the sort of, you know, the dirty ones I might wear out. But yeah, having a good pair of sandals, or two or three pairs of sandals, some shorts, tank tops or short sleeve shirts, and I love your idea about getting a haircut. That's a great idea, too. So how about you guys? What are your little tricks that you use to stay cool in the summer?
Lucy and Elisa are discussing their future plans.
I'm so excited for my upcoming vacation to Guam.
I'm sure you'll have a ball. Did I mention I'm going to New Zealand?
No, you didn't. Who will you travel with?
My entire family is going. I can't wait to set out.
Sounds good. But I have one problem. I can't figure out what to wear in Guam.
What will the weather be like there?
I think it's going to be hot and humid.
Then you'll need some shorts and sandals in the stifling heat.
I should probably also pack some sunglasses.
Of course, they will protect your eyes from UV rays. You also need some tank tops in case it's burning up out there.
I guess I can purchase those when I'm in Guam.
Yes, but you're forgetting one essential item.
What's that?
Make sure to bring your best bikini so you can impress some cute guys at the beach.
Lucy blushes.
Vocabulary review.
Mention. The man never mentions a girlfriend, so he might be single. Set out. Although Columbus set out to find India, he landed in America instead. Humid. The weather in Taiwan is hot and humid in the summer. Pack. Stacy packed some winter clothes for her trip to Hokkaido. Essential. A good sleeping bag is essential for camping, especially in wintertime. Impress. The singer impressed the audience with her beautiful voice.